Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. On Tuesdays, we check in with WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines, to hear what story she's sending the newsroom reporters out to cover. We call it Kate Has a Plan. Kate, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You know, yeah, I obviously, because of this, I don't look at my phone during the show. And you just said to me, you have to look up the Bronx Zoo's Twitter feed. So I'm looking it up now. Why am I doing this, Kate?
I really know very little about this other than all of a sudden I heard the squeals of delight in the newsroom earlier today. And
okay.
I was like, Bronx Zoo. And they have a new exhibit featuring this type of Asiatic dog called a dole, I believe it's pronounced. I can tell by the look on your face you found it.
Pretty great.
They look like foxes to me, but they are so unbelievably adorable.
Oh, they are really cute. They're sort of like...
They're fox dogs.
They're fox dogs.
They're fox dogs. Yes,
they're fogs.
They're doxes.
Whatever it is, they are beautiful. Okay, yeah. I understand why the newsroom was squealing and why I have to follow this on Twitter now. Okay, on to more serious... Well, this could go either way. The new lost and found at the MTA.
Oh yeah, this is actually kind of fun.
Okay,
It used to be in the bowels of Penn Station. There was the lost and found for Long Island Railroad. They have since relocated it to someplace where you can actually find it, and it's a kind of a brightly lit room to hear our intern describe it. But what's really fabulous about it is. It's like a dictionary of things that get left behind on Long Island Railroad trains that you would never expect. Some of them you would expect, like, yeah, I guess I could see how someone would leave a prosthetic leg on the hop hog train. But, you know, there was a chainsaw there today on display, a karaoke machine, you know, all kinds of interesting things that you find in the Long Island Railroad's lost and found. So they're trying to just get it out there that this is something that is a service available to Long Island Railroad passengers and to indeed anybody in the MTA system. They have a lost and found. They said something like they have like a 50% rate of reuniting owners to lost items, which I thought was amazing.
That is amazing.
But if you don't pick it up within 6 months, it gets auctioned off. So go claim your chainsaw.
Do I? Now, must I do this in person?
No, they have a form online. They have a form online that you can fill out.
Now, you said that it's in Penn Station. Do we know where?
Yeah, it's near Long Island Railroad tracks 16 and 17, I think.
Okay. And after 6 months, that's how long?
Oh. I believe it's 6 months, then the items get auctioned off.
Now, if my name or something is on it, will they contact me or is it all on me? Do we know?
I don't know the answer to that.
I'd be very interested in that.
I would be interested in that, too. I was also wondering what is stopping people from being like, those new iPod AirPods.
AirBuds.
I lost an AirBud.
But then I'm
wondering if they ask you to pair it with your phone just to see. And you could be like, no, I lost my phone, too. Like, you know, those anonymous items that are big ticket items.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's stopping people from being, you know.
Shady.
Yeah.
Straightforward, put it that way. Okay, so new lost and found at Penn Station. All right, who did you send to the Latinx Wiki event?
Oh, that's happening this Friday. I have reporter Alejandra Salazar who's going to preview it for us. It's really interesting. It's sort of like the end of Latino Heritage Month, which mm-hmm. is like a 15-15 thing, September 15th to October 15th. And as part of that, there are a group of people interested in padding out Wikipedia entries for pieces of Latino heritage,
cool. People,
you know, events in history that people should know more about. So it's basically a group that will teach you how to edit or create a Wikipedia entry. The idea being with this group that what you're looking to do is to really boost the number of Latinos that are listed in Wikipedia, or just like the sum total of knowledge that we have about different things. So that is something that's going to happen Friday afternoon, I think at NYU, and on Friday morning, we are going to preview it. So you can tune in then.
That's so exciting. And also, I think it would be helpful, I think, in these times to also police pages.
Right.
To make sure there are things on pages which are not derogatory or defamatory.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really important.
Subway stops named
for women. Yeah, this is something that started a couple of years ago, and it's getting renewed attention. A couple of authors have come up with a map of the entire New York City subway system that puts a well-known woman at each stop. So, like, you can look at your stop and learn something about the women who have lived in your area. So it's super interesting. Reporter Shumita Basu is going to bring that story for us on Thursday.
Do you have any example?
I would have if I had read into it before I walked into this room. I vaguely recall Yoko Ono being at 72nd Street, but I might just be
Emma Lazarus could be near the West 4th Street station. Yep. I think it was her home was on 10th Street, perhaps.
Mother Cabrini could be uptown in Inwood.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
I don't want any calls.
I know.
Devoted WNYC listeners will understand that. So
we actually just had a very robust conversation in the edit meeting before this about the whole Mother Cabrini conversation. And Cuomo went on the NPR affiliate in Albany this morning and said something very controversial, sort of in relation to this. And we were talking about, do we air it? Like, what kind of context do we give this? So we're still hashing that over.
Okay. WBAI. What's going on with WBAI?
Oh, wow. This is a tangled story. You know, they're part of the Pacifica Foundation. The Pacifica is a group of stations that's kind of been contracting over the years based on the West Coast. BAI is a longtime station in New York that's owned and operated by Pacifica that appears to have run out of money. And Pacifica has shut it down. Like, Pacifica closed the station last week with what seemed to be very little notice. BAI staffers and hosts were very unhappy about this, tried to get a court injunction. So, like, if you listen to BAI now, what you're hearing is Pacifica Foundation programming. You are not hearing local WBAI programming. And they've been in and out of court trying to reverse that decision. I have a reporter at a press conference right now. I don't actually know what's happening, but it's with people who are sort of like motivated to shake off Pacifica and try to bring the station back in its original format. But I would suspect a lot of this comes down to fundraising. I mean, it's no secret that Pacifica and WBAI have had serious fundraising problems over the years. It is my understanding that a lot of the people that work at the station are really volunteers. They don't operate in a paid position. They're only able to pay a couple of their hosts. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
I do want to follow up on something, and you're going to be able to answer this, I know.
Let's
hope. The 14th Street
Busway?
Busway. Have you finally gotten to go see it? Have you? I follow you on Twitter. I want your reporter's notebook about this.
I actually want to send a reporter out there to do an audio postcard, but I found it to be quite remarkable. And one of the things, like, I know you how well you know 14th Street. It's a real shocker. I mean, I'm like, I spent some time in an edit meeting last week saying, it's going to become a tourist attraction. And everyone looked at me like I was crazy. What I want to do is get ridership information from the MTA and see if ridership on the M14 bus is increasing. Because I think people are taking it just for the sheer joy of taking a crosstown city bus that goes more than 5 miles per hour. It is really remarkable. And everybody seems kind of happy about it. Like, maybe we're in the honeymoon phase here, but, you know, delivery people seem to be happy. You know, store owners seem to be happy. Pedestrians seem to be happy. Of course, now everybody wants to know what's the next street. What's the next crosstown street that we're going to do this to? And I'm praying it's 34th. Although I should say to the listeners, I have no evidence that any that will happen. You know, the city is being very cautious about this. They know how much pushback there come to street changes, how, you know, invested people are in this. And so, you know, they're not saying we're going to do this. They're saying this is a pilot specifically for 14th Street. We're going to reevaluate in 18 months. But already people are like, I like it. Let's expand it.
I do have a suggestion for a piece about 14th Street.
Hit me.
The only people who are really not psyched about it are the poor traffic police who have to explain to people why they can't turn on it. I stood on that corner one day and I just said, this person has the job nobody wants today.
Well, it's like the job in front of our building here at WNYC, which is the Varick Street, a Holland Tunnel approach. You see the pedestrian traffic managers out there trying to explain traffic to people. It's got to be a really grim job.
Yeah, I think that might be an interesting audiogram.
Maybe it will be counterbalanced by the happy people on 14th Street. You know, the drivers are unhappy, but the pedestrians and bus riders are happy.
I also think there's a potential for meet cutes about it, because I've seen people stop on the street corner and talk to each other about it.
Then we could have our first wedding in the middle of 14th Street. Holly Trottenberg, the DOT commissioner, can officiate.
There you go. We've got it all planned. Because you know what? Kate has a plan. WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines. As always, Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll speak with Yuka Igarashi and Alice Sola Kim about the 2019 Pen America selection of the best debut short stories, which are all written by authors who have never been published prior to 2018. This is All of It. We'll be right back.